Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet. We're in the middle of a series of statements that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made, and we begin the Gemara Dalet Omud Aleph about 10-12 lines down from the top. And we begin the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Noshim, women, are also chayavos b'mikra Megillah. Women are as much obligated in Mikra Megillah as the men are. Sha'af hein hayu ba'osu adeh, because they also were included in that miracle. As Rashi writes, Sha'af al hanoshim gozar homun lahashmid lahrog lahabed minar viyatzokein taf hanoshim v'gomer. That women were unfortunately also included in the horrible gezer of homun to wipe out all of Klai Yisrael, from the young to the old, men, women, and children. So therefore, women also have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and are included in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, even though technically it's a mitzvah saseh shezman groma. Tosos goes so far as to add further, although he first brings down a suggestion that women could even be motzi men, but he says, no, that's incorrect, but certainly women could be motzi other women in the reading of the Megillah. And halacha l'maisa, it is preferable that a woman hear the Megillah from a man. However, in a situation where there is no man available, a woman should read the Megillah to herself and even be motzi other women if that is the only other option. Rabbi Shulman Levi continues with another statement. Rabbi Shulman Levi, Purim shecholios b'Shabbos. If Purim could come out on Shabbos, again, in the way our calendar works out, Purim doesn't come out on Shabbos. But in a situation where Purim does come out on Shabbos in the calendar, shoalim v'dorshin binyano shoyom. So then, you learn about the Megillah, you learn about Purim on Shabbos. We'll see in a moment what the Havamin would be to think that you can learn about Purim on Shabbos. And technically, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, but technically, a person is allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos to prepare. Just, we don't go and do the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Megillah on Shabbos because of a concern from Rabbah, the famous concern of Rabbah, that you may come to carry a dalet amos of Shusha Rabbah, which we'll learn later about in the shir today, which we've mentioned many times. Now, the Gemara says, what's the chiddush over here that Purim Shcholios b'Shabbos, Shalom Edorishim, and Yon Shalom, that you're allowed to go and learn about Purim on Shabbos, you give drushes about it on Shabbos, Mayir Yipurim, what's special about Purim? Every Yontif, Afilu Yom Tov Nami, we have a famous rule that you're always supposed to learn in Yon Adiyoma at the appropriate time. The Tanya, we have the famous Brisa that tells us, Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael, Shiu Shalom Edorishim, and Yon Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, that at the appropriate time of the year, you should learn about the appropriate chagim that come out at that time of the year. So, for example, 30 days before Pesach, we learn Hilchos Pesach, BePesach, and Hilchos Atzeres, BeAtzeres. Atzeres means Shavuos, and Hilchos Chag BeChag, and Chag means Sukkos. So, we always learn the inyanim of the Yontif around the time of the Yontif. So, what is so special that Rishum Levi was Masakin that you learn about Purim on Shabbos Purim? We know that this is the normal way that we do things already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, what's his chiddush? So the Gemara tells us, Purim, it's Trichole. No, there's a special Chiddush for Purim, because I might have thought, Mahu Deteima Nigzor Mishum Derabba. We have the famous Zer of Rabba. Again, we'll learn it on the Omud Beis. Shema Yavirin Dalet Amos Mishusa Rabbim, that a person may come to go and carry the Megillah Dalet Amos. He doesn't know the trap. He doesn't know the proper way to lay it. He doesn't know certain halachas about it. He's going to carry it to the Rav, to go ask him Shailas, or to go listen to the Rav read it. And he'll carry his Megillah Dalet Amos Mishusa Rabbim, which would be a terrible thing on Shabbat, to be over in Issa Shabbos in order to fulfill this mitzvah, midrabbanan, albeit it's an extremely important mitzvah. Nevertheless, Rabbah was gozer, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so in this situation, kamash b'lon, the chiddush is, you might have thought that we don't learn about Hilchos Purim on Shabbos because of the concern that you may come to carry the Megillah Dalet Amos. No, we don't make such a gzera. That would be almost gzera l'gzera or an unnecessary gzera. So you can learn all you want about Purim. You should learn about Purim. The Rav should darshan about Purim on Shabbos, but we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Another member from Rav Shulman Levi, the Amr Rav Shulman Levi, Chayev Odom Likros Esa Megillah Balayla Vilishanosa Bayom. Person's obligated to read the Megillah at night time, and now the word Vilishanosa, we know, means that you're supposed to read it again in the morning. It doesn't mean you're supposed to learn it in the morning, but we'll see that Tamidim thought that Lishanosa comes from a Lashon of Lishnos, to learn. But we'll see it means, Lishanos means Lashon to read it again in the morning. And that's the halacha l'maisa. And in fact, the morning learning is considered by most to be more important than the nighttime learning. The morning learning, according to many, is a higher level of the Rabbanon. That's called Midivrei Kabbalah, as opposed to the, quote, regular the Rabbanon of the nighttime. Now, not everybody agrees with that. There are those that say that they're both equally Midivrei Kabbalah, a higher level of the Rabbanon, both at night and during the day. But it is brought down by many poskim that the morning reading is the more important of the two readings, compared to the night reading. In any event, Rav Shulman Levi tells us that you have to read the Megillah both during the daytime as well as during the nighttime. Read it at night, Lishanosa, and repeat it again during the daytime. Where does he get this from? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, now, this is a Pasuk that's not from the Megillah, this is from Tehillim, but it says, Elokai, my God, Ekra Yomam, below Sane, I will read, I call out to you during the daytime. However, you didn't answer me. Belaila, below Dumioli, and I call out by night as well, and unfortunately, you are silent. Lodumioli, you don't come and answer me. Now, what does this mean? It means that you're supposed to go and do this both during the daytime and the nighttime. This pasuk in Tehillim comes from the famous parak of Ayelis HaShachar. This is Kapitul Chof Beis, which deals with the Gemara we'll discuss later in this Gemara, as well as in Yuma, that this deals a lot with various ideas of Esther, her tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since she called out at both the nighttime and the daytime, so we read the Megillah both during the nighttime and the daytime. Now, the Talmidim misunderstood this. They thought that the word Lishanosa comes from a lashon of learning. So Savar Mina, the Talmidim thought, Lemikraya Balayla. Yeah, you read the Megillah at night, Ulemisna Masnisin Dida Biyamama. And you should go learn the Mishnayis of Masechta Megillah. You go learn Megillah, the Mefarshim, the learning of the Megillah in the morning. That's what they thought Lishanosa means in the morning. Now, obviously, this is only the people that know how to learn. People that don't know how to learn, okay, so they'll keep Yotzi by this idea by reading the Megillah. But they thought that the reading of the Megillah was a bidyeved for only those people that don't know how to learn. If you know how to learn, Lishanosa by Yom means go and learn Masechta Megillah, go learn the Mishnayis, go learn real learning as opposed to just listening to Mikra Megillah. It's an interesting idea. We said yesterday, I didn't get a chance to say this over, but now I get a chance to say it, that we said that Talmud Torah is pushed aside, is batel, to go learn laying the Megillah. So the question is raised, so laying the Megillah, that's learning. How can you say you're mevatel Talmud Torah to go laying the Megillah? After all, laying the Megillah is learning, so you're just changing off. I switch from one learning to other learning. So the Mefarshim should bring down that if you're learning a deeper level of learning and you go to a lighter level of learning, so then that's actually called bitul Torah as well. The person's capable of really learning be'ion, and he only learns superficially, so then for him that's called bitul Torah to a certain extent. So to over here, the Talmidim taught that if we were to just read the Megillah as opposed to learning all the halachos of Megillah, the Mishnayos of Megillah, the Gemara of Megillah, so that would be an inappropriate way. That's what the Talmidim taught. Amalhu Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi tells him, no, that's wrong. I myself heard, Lididi, Mefarish Ali, Mined, Rabbi Chiya Barava. I myself heard Rabbi Chiya Barava tell us that the halacha is that the word Lishanosa means, Kagon Dami Inche, Evor Parshosa, Da Visnaya. I will do Shtai Mikra Yachatagam. I will say this parsha and then I will repeat it. You have to do it twice. So too, over here, when it says Lishanosa, it doesn't mean to learn it the second time, it means to just repeat it. You're laying the Megillah at night, and you're laying the Megillah during the day. That's myself, Rabbi Yirmi says, I heard this from Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and the Talmidim were incorrect in thinking it means to learn in the morning. It means, no, to lay in the Megillah in the morning. Itmar Nami, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, his idea was also said by Rabbi Chelbo Amar Ula Bira. So Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Ula Bira, he said the same thing. Chayabodim likrosa Megillah balayla v'leshanosa bayom. A person is obligated to lay in the Megillah at night and also to laying it in the morning. Again, lav dakka that you have to lay it, you can hear it from somebody else, but you have an obligation to have the Megillah read at night and the Megillah read during the daytime. Now, he brings down a different pasuk than Ayelis HaShachar. He brings down a different kapitel in Tehillim, which is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, which is the 30th kapitel in Tehillim, and there it talks about, at the end, L'man Yizamecha Kavod, Lo Yidom Hashem Elokai Le'olam Odeka. So this pasuk is also darshan in a way that it means that you're supposed to lay in the Megillah at night and lay in the Megillah during the day. This repetition, L'man Yizamecha Kavod, I should sing out to you, is referring to singing out during the daytime. Lo yidom, and I shouldn't be silent, I should sing again. So that's a double laning. And this kapitel also refers to Purim, and it refers to the laning of the Megillah in the daytime, as well as when you read it the night before. Okay, that concludes our series of statements in the name of the great, great Amora, Rav Shmuel Levi. Rav Shmuel Levi is mentioned many times in Shas, and there are fantastic stories about how great he was, and I He went up into Shamahim without dying. He took the sword of the Malach HaMavis, and since he never lied, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since he swore he's not leaving here, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he never lied. So therefore, if he made a shvuah now, and he always keeps his shvuah, so then I'm letting him stay in Shamayim. That's how great Yeshua Malevi was, and I always love to point that, and especially since the Mishnah Yomis has now started Uktzin, the very, very last Masecht in all of the Mishnayis in Shas, and we're making a Siyum on December 25th. December 25th will be a great day for the Jewish people this year because we're Messiahim, the Mishnayis, and starting Brachos again. It's a wonderful opportunity, again, for people to chazer over the Daf Yomi in a different sort of way by going through all the Mishnayis. And I invite everybody to join us. We're having a Siyum at the Young Israel during Shalosh Shudis of that Shabbos, and Mirtz Hashem starting Masech de Brachos. In any event, in Uktzin, the very last Mishnah in Uktzin, we have a Tanoic statement from Yeshua ben Levi. And I love this memra. We see the idea that I heard from my Rebbeim that if you go through all the Shas, so you can become a Tana. So Yeshua Levi is an Amora, technically. He's a first generation Amora, and he goes through all the Shas in the very last Mishnah, or it's a Brisa at the end of Uktzin. The very, very last statement in all of the Mishnah is he becomes a Tana. So that's a wonderful spur for everybody to add on to their learning. Okay, now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Elo shakforim makdimim liyom haknisa. We said that the people who live in the small little villages, under certain situations, they move up to the Yom HaKnisa, which we said was Monday or Thursday. The Gemara starts off and says, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina adds a different reason than what we gave in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Chanina says that Chachamim hekilu al hakforim, the rabbis did a kula for the people living in the villages, liyos makdimim liyom haknisa, to allow them to go and lay in the Megillah on Monday or Thursday when they're coming into town. Why? So this is in order for them to be better able to supply the people in the town with food and water. And this way, they would be allowed to go and lay in on Mondays and Thursdays to move it up, the Megillah reading, to Mondays and Thursdays. So in order to facilitate them to be able to provide the food and the water to the people in the town. Now, this is a very interesting reason, and we turn to Dalet Amud Beis, that seems to imply, Lameimra, the Takanto, the Krachin Havi, that this seems to imply that this was not a benefit for the people living in the small villages, but this was a benefit for the people living in the town, so they would have people going and supplying them with food and water. But that's not what we said in the Mishnah, but now we learned in our Mishnah, Chol Yos Besheni, if Purim comes out on Monday, so then the Kvarim and the Ayaros, the Kvarim Vayoros Gedolos, Kvarim Boba Yom, then everybody reads it on Monday and Thursday. Now, how is that going to benefit the people of the town if everybody's reading it on Monday, Thursday? The people living in the villages are going to be very busy. They're not going to be able to help them. So in this situation, Vimisa, if what you're saying is that the whole idea is to benefit the people in the town, so then this will not benefit the people in the town. Likadmu liyom haknisa. We should let the people, if Rabbi Chanina is right, so then we should let the people in the villages read it on the preceding Yom HaKnisa, so that they're free on Purim to help out and support the people in the towns by bringing them food and water. So, for example, the Gemara says, if it was on a Monday, so then go and read it for the people in the villages on the preceding Thursday. Don't read it on the same day as the people living in the big city. So, if this was true, how come they didn't do this? The Gemara says, no. Because, for example, if Purim was on a Monday, so then if we pushed forward the people living in the little villages to the Yom HaKnisa, that would be Thursday. And Thursday would be the 10th of Adar. Havulahu Asara. And if it's the 10th day of Adar, so then Asara lo Tekina Rabbanim. The rabbis only were Masaki. We learned that. Remember, we had the two different drushas, and it's 2 days, like the 2 days of Yodalat and Svav, and the 13th was already included. So then it's Yod Aleph and Yod Beis. It can't be afterwards. Lo Yavor. So therefore, the only 2 days are Yod Aleph and Yod Beis. So if Monday was the 14th, so then Sunday is the 13th, Shabbos is the 12th, Friday is the 11th, and Thursday is the 10th. So if you moved it up from Monday in order to facilitate the people in the villages to bring in food on Monday, you dial it, and you try to move it up to the preceding Thursday is the Yom HaKnisa, it would be the 10th, and that wouldn't be allowed. So therefore, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza says that's why everybody has to read it on Monday, and in this situation, you won't be helping out the people in the town so much. Okay. Mor says, Toshma, we'll try again to prove Rabbi Chanina wrong. Chol Yos B'chamishi, if it's on Thursday, so then, Kvarim V'ayaros Gedolos Kvarim Boba Yom. Everybody reads it on Thursday. Now, if you're telling me that the whole thing is to benefit the people in the big cities, V'miso, Likadmo Yom HaKnisa, V'yacharasorhu. So now you can move it up. If it was Thursday, move it up to Monday.
Monday is the 11th. Monday is included then. So let the small villages, when Purim comes out on Thursday, read the Megillah on Monday, and this way they're free to help out the people in the big city on Thursday. Why don't you do that? So Gemara says, no. Rav Chanina would say, Yom HaKnisah, Yom HaKnisah lo dechino. It's not right to go move it up from a Thursday to a Monday. Thursday is the Yom HaKnisah. So in this situation also, we won't help the people in the big city, but we don't move it up to Monday. So Rabbi Chanina still says, I'm right, that's the reason. But now we're going to shlug him up. Toshma, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Masai, when do we allow the people from the little towns to go and read the Megillah earlier? Only when you're dealing with a situation where they don't come into town every day, they only come into town on the market days or on the din days, they need to have cases adjudicated, or they go in to buy things in the market when they come in on Mondays and Thursdays. If there is no town nearby in the small little villages, they don't read it in the town, they're not coming into the town, then if they're not coming into town, so then read it in your small little village. You don't have a minion, You don't bring them in to the Yom HaKnisah. Now, if you're telling me that the whole purpose is to benefit the people in the big city, we should go and disappoint the people in the Krachim that they're not going to have the people from the villages bringing food and water just because they don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays. If the whole purpose is to benefit them, we should still let the people in the small towns read it on the Yom HaKnisah, so they can help out the people in the big city. Someone says, no. Obviously, Rabbi Chanina's statement is not to be understood the way he said it, and therefore, understand Rabbi Chanina's statement as follows. Lo tema kideshi yisavku ma'im umazom. Not for the purposes that they should go bring in food to support the people in the big cities. Ela ema. What Rabbi Chanina was saying is really what we said previously. Since they are going to bring in food and water to the people in the big cities, the villages, the farmers, they bring in the food and the water into the big city. And therefore, for them, it's to make them not have to make a separate trip if they're going in to hear the Megillah on Tuesday, and now they're going to have to go in again on Monday. So that's difficult for them. So we give them a break. We give the people in the small villages, since you're coming in anyway on Mondays and Thursdays, we'll let you read the Megillah when you're coming in on Mondays and Thursdays. So for the benefit of the people in the small towns, in the little villages, rather than for the benefit of the big city people. Then we said in the Mishnah, that how do you go and move up certain days and in under certain situations? When do you move it up? When do you don't? So Kate said, the Gemara says, how does this work? So we went through Cholios b'sheni b'shabes kifarim v'yaros gedolos karim b'bayom v'chulei. So we quote the Mishnah and it went through the whole start. It went through what happens if Purim comes out on Monday. It started off with Monday, then it went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. It went through the whole list of what days Purim comes out. So the Gemara says, why Maishno Reisha? In the Mishnah you said that we go and read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvav. Maishno Reisha Deno Katsidur the Yarcho. We went by the days of the month. We said the 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, going in order like that. And Maishno Seifa, and in the end of the Mishnah, Deno Katsidur the Yom. We went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. We didn't seem to be going in a consistent order. You should have started by Sunday. And here you started by Monday. Why? By the days, you're in 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and here we started Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you ended up with Sunday. So Gemara says, no, I did the Misavchile, Nekat Sidur Diyomi. No, there was a very smart reason for doing this. When we did it on Monday, we started on Monday. First of all, the Meiri said that we wanted to start off on a day that everybody says it in the exact proper time. So that's why the Meiri says we started off by Monday, Bedavka. But when we started off by Monday, and then we went to Tuesday and Wednesday, everything went in order. First, we said a day that you do it all on the 14th. Then we did a day that you do it on the 13th. Then we did a day you do it on the 12th. And ultimately, we ended up a day that you do it on the 11th. If you'd done it the other way around, it would have been backwards. It would have gone through different days. It would have been a little bit more difficult. If you'd started off with Sunday, and then you went to the other days, it would have been all over the place. So therefore, we wanted to have it nice and smooth and in a good order. So we start off by saying the Mishnah, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, but we start off the days of the week with Monday in order that we can have a neat, nice, easy progression to go that first we do it on the 14th, then we do it on the 13th, and then here's the way we do it on the 12th, and then finally here's the way we do it on the 11th. Then we quote the Mishnah again. It says, Cholios Mary Shabbos Uchule, when your Dalid, when Purim comes out on a Friday. So then in that situation, we said that the people living in the small villages, they go and read it on Thursday, but the people living in the large cities, as well as the people living in the walled cities, they both read it on Friday, because you can't read the Megillah, Shushan Purim can't be read the Megillah on Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, who is the author of our Mishnah? Masnis and Mani. Who is the author of our Mishnah? And the two possibilities over here, the Gemara says, it could be either Rabbi or it could be Rav Yossi. E Rabbi. As we'll now bring down an opinion that clearly is in accord that Rabbi could be the author of our Mishnah. And there will be that opinion that Rav Yossi could be the author of our Mishnah. Both of them will say exactly this then, that when Purim comes out on Friday, that the people in the small villages, they move up to the Yom HaKnisa, which is Thursday, but the people in the large cities, as well as the people in the walled cities, both read it on Yom Dalet, this, which is Friday. And this opinion, we'll see, is either Rebbe or Rav Yossi. We'll start off with Rebbe. My Rebbe. Where do we find that Rebbe said this exact thing? The Tanya. In the following Braisa, Rebbe clearly says this, that the small villages read on Thursday Yom HaKnisa, which is Yud Gimel, and the large cities, as well as the walled cities, they read it on Yud Dalet, which is Friday. Where does Rebbe say this? The Tanya. Kol Cholios b'Erev Shabbos. The Tanakhama says that when Purim comes out on Friday, Erev Shabbos is Yudalid. So then the Kfarim, the little small towns, as well as the Ayaros Gedolos Makdim Le'Maknisa, disagrees with our Mishnah. He says that even the cities go read it on Thursday in that situation on Yud Gimel. And only the Mukav M'choma, the walled cities, they read it on Friday. Korim Bo Bayom. That's not what our Mishnah said. And along comes Rebbe, Rebbe Omer. No, Omer Ani. I mentioned many times, when Rebbe says Omer Ani, he's basically saying, this is my gestalt, this is my entire opinion. And Shlomo Kluger says, the Marshak says, that this means that Rebbe is absolutely certain that this is the halacha. And we should be very, very much following when Rebbe says Omer Ani. So that's his entire gestalt. He doesn't have a source for it, but that's Rebbe's, all of Rebbe's learning is telling us that this is the halacha. It's interesting also that Rebbe is the only one we find using this expression Omer Ani in Shas. And it basically is saying, according to the Mefarshim, Kein Nirel Ani Es Daiti. He said, this is him saying, in my humble opinion. And the Mefarshim bring down that Rebbe was the most humble of the Tanoim. And the Gemara in Sota tells us that when Rebbe was Nifter, so humbleness left the world. There no more was Anova in the world. Rebbe was the epitome of Anovas. So therefore, when he says Omer Ani, it's his way of saying, in my humble opinion. And Rebbe was the most humble one. In any event, Rebbe's holding Omer Ani, Lo Yidochu Ayaros Bimkomam. No, the regular big cities, they never moved to the Yom HaKnisa, Elo Elu Ve'elu, both the regular big cities as well as the walled cities, read it on Friday, Yudalid, Elu Ve'elu Korim Bo Bayom, exactly like our Mishnah. New Gemara asks, why didn't the Tanakhama say this? Why did the Tanakhama say you move up the big cities to Thursday, to the Yom HaKnisa on Yud Gimel? Why is that? My time of the Tanakhama. So, the Tanakhama's reasoning is they'll say because the pasuk tells us b'chol shana v'shana, meaning ma kol shana v'shana ayoros kodmos l'mukafim. So too afkan ayoros kodmos l'mukafim. It says b'chol shana v'shana means every year it has to be this way that the big cities read it the day before the walled cities, or at least before the walled cities. So here, they both can't read it, according to the Tanakhama, on Friday Yud Gimel. So therefore, you have no choice. You have to move up the regular large cities from reading it on Yud Dalet Friday to reading it on Yud Gimel Thursday, so they don't read it the same day as the walled cities. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. No, why don't we say, the Eima B'chol Shana V'Shana should be darshan in the following way. My kol shana v'shana ain't yidochan ayaros b'mekomam. Just like every year, the cities, the big cities, always read it on your dalet. They're never pushed around. So too, afkan, lo yidochan ayaros b'mekomam. So too, the large cities should read it on your dalet. You have two competing principles over here, that the large cities always read it before the walled cities, but you also have another competing principle that the large cities are never docha, they're never pushed away. So why did you pick the Tanakhama to say that the large cities should be pushed a day forward instead of reading it on the day that they always read it? So the Gemara says, Tanakhama holds, Shiny Hoch, the Loefshah, there was no choice over here. You have two competing principles, and he felt that the principle of the large cities have to always read it before the walled cities takes precedence. No, why did Rebbe hold that? Rebbe held the exact opposite. For Rebbe, my timer was Rebbe's rationale for saying no, that the walled cities read it on the same day as the Ayaros Gedolos, as the big cities. Because he says, B'chol Shana V'Shana, that comes to teach us. Ma'kol Shana V'Shana Ein Ayoros Nidocha Mimkomon, Avkan Lo Yidocha Ayoros Mimkomon. Because he holds that this principle is the more important one. That just like every year we don't change the date that the large cities read it, they always read it on Yudalit, so too over here. They always have to read it on Yudalit, even though it means that they're going to read it at the same day as the walled cities. And the Gemara says, the exact same question that it asked on the Tanakhama, now it's in reverse on Rebbe. Nu ve'ema v'chol shana v'shana, maybe we should say this pasuk means that ma'kol shana v'shana ayoros kod min l'mukafim avkan nami ayoros kod min l'mukafim. Again, Rebbe, you're missing out on the other principle that the walled cities always read after the large cities. The large cities have to read it before the walled cities. So why aren't we doing that this year too? So Gemara says, again, Shiny Hachad Lo Afshar. There was no choice. Rabbi and the Tanakhama each had a different viewpoint as to which one was the more important principle to follow. The Tanakhama's opinion was that the principle of the large cities always read before the walled cities takes precedence over the fact that the large cities always read it on your Dalit. And Rabbi felt the other way. Rabbi felt that the large cities aren't ever pushed around. They always read it on your Dalit. So to this year, they'll read it on the same day as the walled city and will miss out on having the large cities read it before the walled cities. So therefore, we've proven that Rabbi could be the author of our Mishnah. The Mishnah is certainly in accord with Rabbi's opinion. We also said, maybe it's Rav Yossi. So my Rav Yossi, where do we find the statement that Rav Yossi says exactly like our Mishnah? The Tanya, from the following Brisa. The Brisa here has the Tanakhama telling us, Chol Yos Be'er Shabbos, when Purim comes out on Yadalit on Friday, Mukofin Ukforim, that both the walled cities as well as the villages, listen to this, the walled cities and the villages, Makdim and Yom HaKnisa, they both read it on Thursday. The walled cities read it on Thursday as well as the small villages. They move up to Yom HaKnisa. And the large cities still read it on the regular day on Friday. That's the Tanakhama's opinion, which we'll have to explain in a moment. And Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer, Ein Mukofim Kod Mosli Yaros. No, we never had the walled cities reading it before the large villages. And therefore, Ela Elu Elu Korim Boba Yom. Exactly like our Mishnah, that both the large cities and the walled cities read it on Friday, Yudalit, and the small villages, they move up to the Yom HaKnis on Thursday. So, here clearly Rav Yossi is exactly in accord with our Mishnah. And now we'll go through the same Shach of Atari that we just did a minute ago. Why did the Tanakhama over here say that the walled cities move up to Thursday and the large cities read it on Friday? And why did Rabbi Yossi say, like our Mishnah, that both of them read it on Friday? So again, my time at the Tanakhama, what's the reason the Tanakhama? That's it because the Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'Shana, every year, Mako Shana V'Shana, Ayoros, Be'arba Sar, Uzmano Shoseh, Lozmano Shoseh. Because every year, the Ayoros read it on the 14th, which is not the same day as the walled cities. Every year, they read it on a different day. So too, Avkan Ayoros, Be'arba Sar. So too, the walled cities can't read it on the same day as the Ayoros, if the Ayoros are reading it on our Basa, like they always do. Uzmano Shoseh, Lozmano Shoseh. So the walled cities are stuck. They can't read it on Tesvav, which is Shabbos. They can't read it on Yadali, because they don't read it the same day as the large cities. So they have no choice, but they move it up to Thursday. That's the Tanakhama's reasoning. No, why don't you learn it the other way around? The walled cities always have to be at least at the same time, and not before the large cities. Comes to teaching, the Mukofim are never in front of the Ayaros, they never read it before the Ayaros. So to this year, why don't you do that principle? Again, we have two competing principles. Why do they pick the principle that they can't read it the same day? Why not pick the principle that they never can come before? The walled cities can't come before the Ayaros. So again, Shani Hach, he says the low Efshar. There was no choice, so therefore you have to break one of the two principles. He felt that one's the more important one to break, that they don't read it on the same day. And exactly the same thing is said by Rav Yossi the opposite way. My time with Rav Yossi, what did Rav Yossi say? What he did, that they both read it on Friday. After all, B'chol Shana V'Shana tells me, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana Ein Mukofim Kodem La'Ayaros, that normally the Mukofim don't read it before the Ayaros. So to over here, Avkan, in Mukofim Kodem La'Ayaros. So to over here, the Mukofim can't read it before the Ayaros. So therefore, the walled cities can't read it on Thursday. They have to go and read it on Friday. But maybe not the Eimah of the Chol Shana V'Shana. Why don't you say the exact opposite? My Chol Shana V'Shana, Zman Shazeh, Lo, Zman Shazeh. Instead of saying the way Rav Yossi, you just said it, say it the other way. Like the Tanakhama said it, that every year you can't have the meeting on the same day. So Avkan, Zman Shazeh, Lo, Zman Shazeh. So they both cannot read it on Friday the 14th and have the walled cities read it on Thursday the 13th because they can't read it on the 15th, they can't read it on the 14th, so they have to read it on the 13th, just like the Tanakhama said. So again, the Gemara answers, Shiny Hachad Lo Efshar. There was no choice. And that's why Rav Yossi felt this was the principle that was more important, that they both should read them at the same time. He felt it was more important that you shouldn't have the walled cities ever coming before the cities, and the Tanakhama felt otherwise, that you can't read them on the same day. That was a more important principle, and therefore move up the walled cities in this situation to read before the regular cities. Mark continues in questions now. Did Rebbe really say what he just said? The Sava Rebbe Ayaros Lo Dechina Leom HaKnisa. Does Rebbe really hold that the Ayaros read still on Friday the 14th of Adar and not move it up to the 13th day of Adar on Thursday to the Yom HaKnisa, just like the villages? So that they read it on a different day than the walled cities. But Tanya, it says, Beferish and Abraisa, in a similar situation, albeit we'll see it's not so similar, Cholios B'Shabbos, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, the Tanna Kamma holds that Kfarim, the little small cities, Makdimim Leomaknisa, they move up to Thursday. Vayayaros, and the larger cities, Ayaros Gedolos, Kfarim Be'erev Shabbos, they read it on Friday, on the 13th. The small villages, they move it up to Thursday the 12th, and the large cities move it up from Shabbos the 14th to Friday the 13th, and Umukafos Choma Lamachar. And the walled cities push it back, because it's anyway on Tezvav. They read it at the regular time. They read it on Tezvav, which is Sunday. That's the opinion of Tanna Kamma. But Rebbe, our Rebbe, Rebbe Omer, Omrani, again, my humble opinion, Ho'ul v'nitchu ayaros m'mkomo. Once you're already moving the ayaros, the large cities, the ayaros gedolos, sometimes they call them ayaros, sometimes they call them ayaros gedolos, once you're already moving these large cities from Shabbos, so it's not read bo bayom, so move it to the Yom HaKnisa, Yedochul Yom HaKnisa. So here you see the Rebbe does allow you to move the large cities to the Yom HaKnisa. So maybe in our Mishnah, Rebbe also isn't the opinion of our Mishnah, and Rebbe would say, you move it to Thursday. He says, that's not the same thing. Hachi Hashta? Are these two cases comparable? Hasam, that we just brought down now, Zamanam Shabbosi, Yudalu with Shabbos, and the right time to read is the Shabbos, and we don't read it on Shabbos, because of the reasoning of Rabbah that we'll say in a few moments. V'ho'ol, the Nidchu, since they're already pushed off, Yidachu, so then don't move it to Friday, it's much better to move it to Thursday. But in the case that we're discussing in our Mishnah, V'ho'ol, Zamanam Erev Shabbos, the right time is Yudalid Friday the 14th. And therefore, you don't push it to Thursday the 13th in that situation. So there's no kasha Rebbe. Now, Kiman Az Law, who is according with the following statement, Hodiyomai Rebbe Chalbo Amar Rav Huna, that which Rav Chalbo said in the name of Rav Huna. What did he say? Purim Chol Yos B'Shabbos, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, Hakol Nidochim Liyom HaKnisa. Everybody moves it up to Thursday. Now, whose opinion is that? Hakol Nidochim? So, do you really think that everybody moves out to Thursday? But the people living in the walled cities, they read it on Tezvav. So, in that situation, not everybody reads it on Thursday. So, when you're saying everybody reads it on Thursday, that's not correct. Someone says, you're right. That's not what it meant. Ella, call Anitcha, anybody that's not reading it at the normal time that they read it. So, the people that normally read it on the 14th aren't reading it on the 14th. People reading it on the 15th are still reading it on the 15th. We're not talking about them. So now the people that read it on the 14th, they're not reading it on the 14th, so when do they push it up? Ella, call Anitcha, anybody that is pushed aside, they do read it on Thursday. Whose opinion is that? Oh, Kiman, that's in accord with the Bryson that we just brought down, the opinion of Rebbe. Kiman, ki Rebbe. That goes like Rebbe. Now, why don't we read it on Shabbos? We finally get to what we've mentioned already several times today, mentioned many times in the past in other situations. Rabbah, the Xero de Rabbah. Rabbah says, the Kuliyama Miya Megillah b'Shabbos lo karina. The Gemara tells us that everybody agrees that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why not? My time, ma. So Amar Rabbah. Rabbah tells us Hako Chayav Mekriyas Megillah, and we don't have the words of the Tkiyas Shofar over here because we're going to talk about Tkiyas Shofar in a moment. But it's true; it's not incorrect. It's just incorrectly put over here. So everybody agrees Hako Chayav Mekriyas Megillah that everybody is obligated to read the Megillah. But they not called Bakiyim the Mikra Megillah, but not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. Megillah is a tough thing to read. To learn to read it properly is difficult. And therefore, people aren't going to know to read the Megillah, but they carry the Megillah to the Rav's house or to the Baal Kriya's house, and they're going to forget that it's Shabbos. They're so excited to hear the Megillah, they're going to carry it out in the streets. And Gzeira, therefore, the rabbi said, don't anybody read the Megillah on Shabbos because of this Gzeira, Shemi Yitlenu B'yado. You may come to take it in your hands. B'yelech Eitzel Boki Lomod. You go take it to the rabbi to teach you how to read it. Or to read it, the Yabi Renu Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim, and you're going to go carry it, Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Now, this is the Xavier that we see, the Hainu time of the shofar, the same reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, outside of the Beis Din, at least in those days, they would blow it. We learned in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they would blow it where the Sanhedrin was present, or where there was a great Beis Din that was present, and we don't do that nowadays. And the Hainu time of the Lulav, that's why we likewise don't take the Lulav and Esrog on Shabbos, because technically there's nothing wrong with them. You would be allowed to go do the mitzvah on Shabbos, but again, the concern that people aren't going to know how to do the Nanuim, people aren't going to know how to blow the shofar, and they're going to go carry the shofar, Dalet Amos, which is around, and be over Nisa Deraisa. And in this situation, the rabbi thought that Exeru was appropriate. This is a likely happening, it's a Dover Shriach, and therefore they would go there, Shevi Al Tasi, better not to do the mitzvah than to take a chance on a transgression. Now, as an aside, Rabbah uses the expression Shemay Aviren with Dalal Amos Meshus Harabim that you may come to go carry a Dalal Amos. Why didn't he say you may come to carry it from Meshus Yochid to Meshus Harabim? That would be the same Misser. So the Mefarshim explained that here it's just less likely. People know I'm leaving my house. I'm very careful when I leave my house, and therefore it's less likely that they'll actually carry it from their house outside and forget. As opposed to if you have it with you and you're in the Meshus Harabim already, you're camping out somewhere, and you're limited into the area where you are, the Dalet Amos where you are, it's very easy to forget yourself and carry it more than Dalet Amos. So that's why Rabbi specifically made the Gzeru of Shema Yarivenu, Dalet Amos, Birshus HaRabim. Okay. Now the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Yossi Fomar, Rabbi Yossi says another reason why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, and that is, Mipnei She'eneim Shalaniyim Nisuos Mimikra Megillah. Because the poor people know that when we read the Megillah, they're going to be a big tzedakah day. We know that giving tzedakah on Purim, Matanos Le'avyonim, is a major component of the Yontif, and the Aniyim understand this as well. So when they know that the Megillah is being read, they're also expecting to get a lot of money for tzedakah. Therefore, if you read the Megillah on Shabbos, they're not allowed to get money for tzedakah, and it's going to cause them great distress, and they're going to be very upset. So therefore, Rav Yossi says, don't read the Megillah on Shabbos so that the Aniyim don't lose out. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Braisa supports exactly what Rav Yossi just said. The Braisa says, even though we said that the small villages, they move up to the Yom HaKnisa, so when they move up to the Yom HaKnisa, they're reading on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th of Adar, on Monday or Thursday, so Govin Bo Bayom, so we collect the Matanos Levyonim from them on that day, and we give it out on that day, because the Aniyim also are hearing the Megillah on that day, so they're expecting to get the Matanos Levyonim, so therefore that is done on that day as well. Now the Gemara says, look at this Braisa. It said, Afal Pisha Amru Kvarim Akdim L'Yom HaKnisa, even though the Kvarim are moved up to the Yom HaKnisa, nevertheless we still go over. That's the wrong language. Afal Pisha Amru, Adar Rabbi, you shouldn't have used that language. You should have said, Mishum de Amru, because they moved it up, so that's why we collected stock. The score says, you're right, Taka, that's right. Ella, Hoel, the Amru, since the rabbis were Masaki, Shekvarim Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa, that we allow, for the reasons that we've already mentioned, that we allow the small villages to go and move up to the Yom HaKnisa to Monday and Thursday to read the Megillah on the 11th day, the 12th day, or the 13th day, so therefore, since we're moving them up, Govim Babayom, we do collect it stock from them from Atonos Lavyonim, Umachalkim Babayom, and we distribute it to the Aniyim on that day. Why? Mipnei she'eneihem shel aniyim, because the eyes of the aniyim are looking forward to getting the stock on that day. Nisuos v'mikru Megillah. They see that we're reading Megillah, and they get all excited. Baruch Hashem, they finally have a little bit of expected money to come in. They're so poor, and now they'll finally have some Matanos Levyonim, and therefore they get very excited. And if we do it on Shabbos, they would be very depressed and upset, and therefore we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. This is the Braisa in support of the statement that Rabbi Yosef made. But the Gemara continues and says, Adol, however, we turn to Hamon Aleph, Simcha Eino Noheges El Bismana. But the other mitzvos of the day, such as the Suda, as well as the mitzvah to be Mesameach on Purim, that is on your Dalit, because that should be done on the day of your Dalit. It's not totally in the Megillah reading, and it's not totally in the Matanos of Yonim that's totally in the Megillah reading. So therefore, the Suda Purim is still on your Dalit. Mark Tinkin says, I'm a Rav, Megillah Bismana, Koronos Afilud Biyachid. When you're reading the Megillah on the right day, then you don't need a minion. You can even read it Biyachidus. However, if you're reading it on the wrong day, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Shalom Bismana, not on the right time, then you must have a minion. But sorry, you need to have 10 men in order to go and read the Megillah. Rav Asi disagrees. He says, all the time, Beim Bismana, Beim Shalom Bismana, whether you're reading it at the right time on Yud Aleph, or Teswab in Shushan Abira, or in walled cities. Or, whether you're reading it at the wrong time, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Beim Bismana, Beim Shalom Bismana, Basari, you always have to have a minion. Maisa Shohaya, Rav, who had differed with Rav Asi, he passed like Rav Asi for himself. Haba Uvda, one time there was a situation, V'choshle Rav, L'hod Rav Asi. Rav didn't want to read the Megillah alone, even though you can be Yotze, and Halach L'maisa, you can read the Megillah alone. Somebody never was in a hospital alone by himself with COVID, and he can't have 10 people in the room. So then, obviously, the din is that you can read the Megillah by yourself and be Yotze. But Rav was choshesh for the opinion of Rav Asi, even though Rav Asi was his Talmud, he nevertheless was choshesh with this opinion that you should try to have a minion for the Megillah, and in fact, that is the halacha l'chatchila, that a person should try always to hear the Megillah b'rovam hadras melech, but certainly at least with a minion. Now the Gemara questions this: really, did Rav do what we just said? Umi amar Rav Hachi? Did Rav really say this? Amar Rav Yehuda, b'rei de Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, mishmei de Rav. Rav Yehuda, who was the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, as opposed to the regular Rav Yehuda, who was the Talmud Muvok of Rav. So this is different Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, said it over the name of Rav. Purim shecholios b'Shabbos, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Zmanam, then the right time to read the Megillah is on Erev Shabbos. Again, we brought down Rebbe before that said it was on Thursday, but there were opinions, the Tanakhama there had said that you read it on Friday. Now, that implies Erev Shabbos Zmanam, V'ho Shabbos Zmanam, how can you tell me that Erev Shabbos is the right time? That's Yud Gimel. Shabbos is the right time. So what in the world is he telling us? Elo, Lav Ho Chikomar, isn't this what Yehuda B'rei, the Rav Shul Bar Shelas, is saying over the name of Rav? Rav held Ho Chikomar. This is what it means. Shelo Bismanam Kizmanam. Even when you read it not at the right time, i.e. reading it on Friday Yud Gimel, it has the same halachic status as Bismanam to read it on as if you read it on your dalet, which means ma'azmanim afilu biyochid, afshalom ma'azmanim afilu biyochid, that you don't need a minyan to read it at the right time, Rav said, so you likewise don't need a minyan to read it at the yud gimel time. And that's different over here, what Rav Yehuda, Breder Shmuel Bar Shelas, is quoting the name of Rav, different than what we just said in the name of Rav, that he says shalom ma'azmanim, you need 10. So we seem to have a steer in what Rav said. The Gemara says, no, it's not a steer in what Rav said. Lo, le'inyan mikra Megillah ba'asara, in regard to reading Megillah with asara, then we always have to read it if you're reading it at the wrong time, so you have to have a minyan of people. Elamai, Erev Shabbos, bismanam. What did he mean by that? Lafuki be the Rebbe. What he was saying is that we don't follow Rebbe's opinion and read it on Thursday. He was saying that you read it on Friday. Rebbe's opinion was, as we just had said, that if you can't read it on Shabbos, read it on Thursday. So, and the Chiddush of Rav was that the Erev Shabbos is manimu, that is, it's right time. But that doesn't mean that it's the right time. Shabbos is the right time. So, whenever you're reading it on the right time, then you technically read it b'yechidus. But Rav holds that if you're reading it at the wrong time, and in this situation, Friday is the wrong time. That's why you need a minyan in that situation, because it's not called the right time. And why did he say you should read it on Friday? As Lafuke, the opinion of Rebbe, that says you should read it on Thursday, Rav holds like the opinion of the Tanakhama that says that you should read it on Friday. With this, we conclude today's shiur.